This morning that we would start just 2 minutes before we daven Maariv every evening, just to have a little bit of learning. So I chose one midrash from the Midrash Tanchuma this week. This week's parsha Shoftim, and the pasuk begins Shoftim v'Shotrim titen lecha, that there will be judges and there will be Shotrim, which are typically translated as law enforcement, essentially. Those who are not in the role of formulating the law, but in terms of executing the law. So the Medrash Tanchuma takes the idea one step further, which is so appropriate for a shul, and says that Shotrim isn't just law enforcement, but it's the lay leadership. It's the Parnasim. It's those individuals who really volunteer and use their own leverage in awaiting the community to make sure that the vision of the Shoftim, those who are, so to speak, the halachic or the Torah authorities, is actually executed. And the Midrash goes on to give the example that if one of the Shoftim says that this and this is going to be the law, unless there's somebody from the community who's willing to enforce the law as adjudicated by the Shofet, it's worthless. It's just in the ivory tower. It has no bearing in the real world. So the actual formulation the Midrash is striking, im ein shoter, if there's no shoter, ein shofet, there might as well not be a judge. And it gives the historical example that King David HaMelech, would not have been able to successfully rule the Jewish people as he did for 40 years had it not been for Yoav ben Tzruya. Yoav ben Tzruya was his chief of staff in the military sense, but apparently, according to this Midrash, he was the one who ensured that David HaMelech's juridical role as the king, which is also discussed in Parsha Shoftim, was able to be executed and made real in society. So I thought this is a particularly apropos and opportune place for us to begin our study of Midrash, because the Nimshal, the extension of this idea, doesn't even have to be spelled out. It's self-evident for purposes of a shul. A rabbi can say or do whatever he wants to do, but if there isn't buy-in from the lay leadership, then it's absolutely worthless, right? Im ein lecha shoter, ein lecha shofet. The shofet, the person who has a Torah idea or a Torah vision, is only as strong as or as potent as those individuals around him who are compelled by this vision and are willing to make it a reality in the community. The relevance for us is, of course, as I said, self-evident.